A man from the Bering Sea village of Hooper Bay has been awarded $500,000 for being excessively tasered by village police officers. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
A Bethel jury has found that 35-year-old Thomas Boya Olson was tasered between 15 and 18 times, which constituted excessive force. The jury also found that excessive force was a substantial factor in causing harm to Olson. There were four defendants in the case, the three Hooper Bay officers, Dimitri Oakes, Charles Simon, and Nathan Joseph. The city of Hooper Bay was also a defendant. The tasering happened on December 26th of 2006, when Olson was 30 years old. Since then, the case has gone all the way to the Alaska Supreme Court and back to Bethel over the last 5 years. Last week's trial decided some of the damages. The jury awarded Olson $500,000, half for damages that he has already received from the incident, and the other half for damages he will receive in the future because of it. During the trial, Olson said that he had four scars from being tasered that day. In court, details of the event unfolded, although the particulars of which were argued until the end. It started with the officers responding to Olson's home for a complaint. There, they found him asleep, woke him up, and handcuffed him. They said he was endangering the children in the home because he had been drinking. Alcohol is illegal in Hooper Bay through Alaska's local option law. When the three officers were escorting Olson out of his house, they said he did not go quietly. They said they fell to the floor and Olson started kicking all of them. That's when they used their tasers. The officers said they continued to taser Olson because not all of their attempts made proper contact and were not effective, and because Olson continued to fight them. Olson's side of the story differed in some important details. He said he had only had a few drinks that night and wasn't drunk. He said while he was being escorted out, they slipped and fell on the floor because it was dirty and wet. He said he resisted going with the officers because he didn't want to leave his children alone without their mother there. Olson did admit to kicking the officers multiple times, but said he was tasered while he was handcuffed on the floor while on his stomach. He said at some point he was tasered by more than one officer simultaneously. Additional punitive damages in the case will be considered separately in court. That's scheduled for May 8th in Bethel. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.